Before I tell you what sort of passage I thought we could focus on this morning, you got that there. Yeah, the free gift of God is eternal life. I was thinking about Christmas, about gift giving. You know, for some of you already this morning, you might have opened a stocking, you might have already received some gifts. For others, maybe it's after the King's speech. We all have different traditions. And thinking about God as the gift giver. And through all this sort of build up, through Advent, even earlier, we've been listening to songs. The whole Christmas playlist will be on in the shops, in your car, at work, at home, all the classics, always ringing through our ears. I wonder which songs have been stuck in your head. I wonder what you woke up singing in your head this morning. And the songs that we listen to, and the songs that are produced in our culture, are saying something about Christmas. And it's not necessarily, as you know, what Christmas is really about. And there was one song I heard on the radio at work a couple weeks ago, and the lyrics just made me think, what is it our culture values about Christmas? What is it? And a clicker here, one second. There's this one by a singer here. So this song, I think, came out quite a while ago, but it's been on the radio a lot this year, by Sabrina Carpenter. It's called Christmas the Whole Year Round. And this is like the chorus. So it says, let's make the whole year Christmas. No reason to forget this. Feeling we're feeling now. We've got to keep it going all year round. Let's keep the sleigh bells ringing. We'll keep the whole world singing. Feels so good. Why stop now? Let's make Christmas the whole year round. It reminds me of the classic Wizard song, oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. So what is it that our culture wants to sustain about this day or this season all year long? Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Christmas all year long. And for me, I'm thinking about what Jesus said. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what is the treasure of Christmas in the eyes of the world? And where is our treasure in Christmas? Where is the true treasure, the true gift of Christmas? And what I want to say is, be wary of these songs that you're listening to, because they are speaking about a message that is contrary to God's word and the true meaning and wonderful value of Christmas. So I just wanted to point that out. We know in 1 John 5 verse 19, it says the whole world lies in the power of the evil one, or is under the control of the evil one. And so Satan is perfectly happy for songs like this to be blaring on our radios at work, constantly ringing in our ears for 30 days, 40 days, however long you've been listening to Christmas music like this. He's perfectly happy for us to listen to this sort of message. What an amazing propaganda tool that you've got, this whole frenzy built up, this anticipation about this day, about this season, about all that Christmas is and its consumerism, even the good things, family, gift-giving, eating. But where's Jesus? Where is the real treasure? Where is the proper stuff? It's lost. And so the devil is perfectly happy for us to hear these songs. That's why we hear them so often. Be wary, Lord, of what you're listening to. So I thought what I wanted you to turn to, if you've got your Bible, I've got it on the screen here, is just a passage in Romans chapter 6, starting at verse 20. And it's the last verse I want us to focus on. So Paul's saying here, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. On today of all days, we need to be focusing on the greatest gift that we could ever receive and have received. If you are believing in Jesus, if you put your faith in him, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I put that verse there. And notice, it is a free gift. But the free gift of God is eternal life. The gifts you might have received already today, or you're going to, did you earn them? Are you deserving of them? No, that wouldn't make them gifts. Gifts are given out of generosity, out of love. And if you've worked for it, then it becomes a wage. And so the wonderful gift of the gospel God gives to us freely. It is unmerited, undeserved. Yet the wages of sin, it says, is death. Wages are what you receive in response to the work that you do. And we know that we are all sinners. We all fall short of God's glory. We are all infected by this sickness of sin, this rebellion against God. And if God is to be just and righteous, then the payment, the wages, is death. And it's death in the short term, spiritually. It is death in the long term, in eternity, in hell. And we are all deserving of that. But what Christmas initiates, what Christmas encapsulates, is that in our darkness, in our rebellion, God has come and he has come to be with us and provide the way to eternal life. So we are no longer slaves to sin, but we are alive to God in Christ Jesus. So we no longer are paid for what we are rightfully owed, but we are given a free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. It makes me think about the season we're in. Today is quite a nice, bright, sunny day, but we've had quite a lot of gloomy, wet, cold, miserable winter days recently. And that the very seasons in our year tell us about the gospel. Right in the midwinter of our souls, Christ has come, the light has come. It makes me think about that first snowdrop that comes up, or a daffodil, or a bud on a tree just pushing out. And that's showing us that spring is coming. And Jesus is that sign that spring is coming. So we're in winter now. That's why we're celebrating Christmas on the 25th of December. It's midwinter, in the bleak midwinter. And that is just speaking about how God has come to us in our dark state. So I just briefly want to share four things about what is this eternal life? What is this great gift that God has given us in Jesus our Lord? The first one comes from earlier in the passage in verse 22, but it says, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. So it has to do with something to do with this word, sanctification, which means being made set apart, being made holy. And this is God's work in our lives by the Holy Spirit. He sets us apart from the world, sets us apart from sin, and makes us ready for his kingdom. And it says the end of sanctification, so the consummation, the goal, the final outcome is eternal life. And this reminds me of Revelation 21 verse 4. Where it says the former things will pass away. So it says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. That is eternal life. Life without death, without crying, without pain. That is the end of God's work to sanctify us and bring us into his kingdom. So that's one. And just to say, I can't accurately in words tell you what eternal life is. I can only have a few things. It's just a glorious truth that we can only start to scratch the surface on. The second one comes from John chapter 17, verse 3, where Jesus is speaking. He's saying, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So eternal life is knowing God, knowing him for yourself, being in relationship with him. My prayer is that you would know Jesus for yourself and experience him as life. We get foretaste of it today as we pray, as we commune with him in his word, as he produces good works in us, as we love others as he loves us in self-denial and sacrifice. It makes me think about eternal life is like this warm fire, Jesus being that warm fire. Are you close to the fire? What is keeping you from Jesus? What is keeping you from being close to eternal life? He offers it freely to you now, today. And there are so many things that can distract us, Christmas itself, that we miss what is really the most glorious thing, is Christ himself, God himself. The third aspect of what is eternal life like? Psalm 16. David is, at the end of this psalm, expressing something about this very thing. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Isn't that amazing? Fullness of joy in God's presence. At his right hand, pleasures forevermore. People have this false image of God as boring and dull and restricting your freedom. He wants his children to be full of joy and to have pleasures forevermore. No earthly father would want their child not to be happy, full of pleasures and joyful. And that's what God wants us. And that's why he offers himself eternal life. And he is the only way through Jesus. And the last one, I just asked myself the question, what is eternal life? What can I put into words? And I thought it's to live in a perfect kingdom with a perfect king. To live in a perfect kingdom with a perfect king. That is what we are made for. That is where we are headed. And at Christmas, God sets that into motion. And as the star comes, as Christ comes in the form of a baby, that promise of to live in a perfect kingdom with a perfect king has finally come. So just some closing words. It's Christmas Day. A lot of us have got a great big feast to get home to prepare. We've got gifts to give. I'm not telling you to go full Scrooge and reject these things. Rather, let them turn you into praise, into Christ. You know, when you're saying grace over your food later, remember Jesus is your bread. Remember when you are receiving a gift, it tells you about the greatest gift you've already received. And so the wizard song, "I wish it could be Christmas every day." Well, it is Christmas every day if you know Jesus, because that gift is there every day. When you wake up, you've already received it. When you go to sleep. So be wary of what our culture celebrates Christmas to be. And the world is lost. And we're quickly satisfied with the knockoff that the devil can offer us, with the counterfeit. We'd rather eat out of the garbage bins of this world and then rather than feast in the heavenly banquet that God freely offers us. Our eyes are so focused down on the things of the world that we are forgetting the true joy and feast and delight and eternal life in God himself. Jesus told us there's more to life than eating and drinking and what you will do and what you will wear. And in Luke 6, he warns about those whose treasure is in this life, in all that this earth can offer, in all that this Christmas can offer you. "Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep." Jesus is not against wealth and a full stomach and laughter. He is all for those. But if they are becoming your God, if that's everything that life is about, then woe to you. You've already received your consolation. You've already got what you could ever get. And so, Sabrina Carpenter's song, Let's Make the Whole Year Christmas. If Christmas is just what we hear on the radio about coming together, eating, drinking, being merry, and ignoring Jesus, ignoring God, who is eternal life, I don't want that all year round. I want eternal life all year round, and we do. So be encouraged, and be wary of what the world tells you. Fix your eyes on what is true. So I thought I could close in prayer. And have we got a song to finish? Okay, great. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for who you are, Lord God, that you are so generous, that the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, we can't work for it. We can't offer anything of ourselves. It is all in Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you are so, so generous. Lord, today, as we go home, as we have a great time with our families, help us, Lord, not to be distracted, but to turn all the good things we enjoy into praise, into thanksgiving to you, Lord, for giving us your Son. And I pray you help each of us to grow closer to you, to that warm fire of eternal life this year ahead. Set our hearts and minds on things above, where Christ is, seated in the heavenly places. Lord, that is where our life is. Lord, we are citizens of heaven. We are exiles and sojourners here. So Lord, help us to fix our eyes on that wonderful wedding banquet that you have invited us to and that we will receive one day. Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you for this time together as a family. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.